Track 7 and more news stories. Museum celebrates Railway 200. A toilet that might have been used by Victorian civil engineer Isambard of Kingdom Brunel and sit on model trains from the 1950s are among objects on display at Newton Abbott's Museum Free Making Tracks exhibition. The exhibition is part of the National Railway 200 celebrations to mark its anniversary of the opening of the Stockton and Darlington Railway and the start of a global rail revolution. It explores the lasting impact the railway has had on Newton Abbott and its community since arriving in 1846. The town and its locomotive repair facilities would become so important to the national rail network that it became known as the Swindon of the West. Museum curator Dr. Charlotte Dixon said Newton Abbott prides itself as a heritage railway town. From the coming of the railway in 1846, Brunel's broad gauge designs to the importance of the railway in the war effort to the present day. The museum has a significant collection of railway-themed objects, from a toilet that may have been used by Brunel to railway workers, clothing, to tools, brochures, photos, plans, and much more. The museum opening hours are Tuesday to Friday, 9:30 till 4:30, and Saturday, 9:30 till 1:30. The exhibition runs until the 30th of August, and entry is free.
Calming art for health centre. Patients in Ashburton and Buckfastleigh are able to feel the calming influence of a new art installation. Artist Amy Whittingham has created the artwork called Diamond River, inspired by the River Ashburn, which flows from Dartmoor to the River Dart in Buckfastleigh. It is now placed at the entrance to Ashburton and Buckfastleigh Health and Wellbeing Centre. Made from cast and flat glass in blues and yellows, it is fitted with rusted laser-cut steel. Amy said, "My main goal was to create a welcoming entranceway by bringing some of the town and its history into this place. I wanted to help make people feel connected to the place and the installation. I was commissioned by Helen Snell, the artist in residence from Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust. She said she had an entranceway at Ashburton and Buckfastleigh, and could I create something special? Each cut glass texture has a historical or local significance. My key influence was the stained glass window of the Chapel of St. Lawrence, the home of the Courtleys and Portreeve, in particular the traditional quarry diamond panes. It also pays homage to the Dalle de Vere windows of Buckfast Abbey, created by Father Charles Norris." Tracy Cunningham, hospital matron for Ashburton, said, "We received funding in 2023 from NHS Charities Together to create an installation at Ashburton. We are absolutely delighted with what Amy has created. It brightens the area, and each time I get to see it, I notice something different. The arts are proven to boost emotional well-being, which is why we are proud to work with Amy to create this wonderful piece." And there is a photograph of the installation. The photograph doesn't do it justice, but it looks really beautiful.
A full-time carer from Devon has revealed how free laser eye surgery from Optical Express has helped her regain her independence, confidence and comfort in everyday life. Scarlett Walker from Kingstainton received the treatment as part of the brand's Thanks a Million campaign, a pledge to give another 1 million of laser eye treatment to carers, NHS staff and emergency service workers. Working as a personal assistant for a disabled gentleman, while also caring for her husband at home, Scarlett's day revolves around helping others, including taking control of housework, personal care, and making sure her clients live full and supported lives. "I spend 90% of my time looking after other people," Scarlett said. "And then when I come home, I do the same for my husband. There's rarely time to think about yourself. It's just not really an option. I was always struggling with the light when moving from outside to inside and battling fogged up lenses. When you're trying to help someone and you can't see properly, it puts you both in a tough spot. Scarlett's eyesight had been declining for over 15 years, but with other financial priorities taking precedence, laser eye surgery was always out of reach for her. I thought about it, of course, but I could never afford it. There's always someone else to put first. When she spotted Optical Express Thanks a Million campaign online, she instantly applied and was amazed to find she'd been accepted for free treatment. The whole process was so easy. I started at the Plymouth Clinic and everyone there was absolutely lovely, friendly and welcoming. They answered every question I had and explained the whole thing really clearly. I had the surgery in Exeter and honestly, it was so much quicker than I expected. Since the surgery, the difference to Scarlett's day-to-day life has been immediate. First launched in 2017, Optical Express Initiative aims to recognise the dedication of those who tirelessly care for others, giving them a chance to invest in their own health and well-being. To date, over £3 million worth of free laser eye surgery has been donated.
Oh yay, oh yay. Bob's one of the best. Dawlish town crier Bob Graham is officially one of the best. He romped home with the best crier during round two of this year's prestigious Armada Cup competition. Bob, with his wife Heather, represented Dawlish at the three-day event held in Kingsbridge, Plymouth and Dartmouth. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council said, "We are thrilled our very own town crier won the best crier accolade during round two of the recent Armada Cup, hosted by Kingsbridge Town Council. Bob's dedicated enthusiasm and unwavering community spirit continue to make us proud." Appointed by Dawlish Town Council, Bob's role is as an official ambassador for Dawlish, promoting the town, welcoming visitors and supporting local life. He is a member of the Ancient and Honourable Guild of Town Criers, which maintains the traditions and standards of town crying.
Flower Club enjoys demonstration. Newton Abbott Flower Club were delighted to welcome Lisa Davis with her Summer Delight demonstration at a recent meeting. Lisa is the owner of Studio Flowers in Chirstow. She started out as a Saturday girl, helping in a florist shop, before deciding that it was something she wanted to do as a career. Qualifying after 3 years, Lisa worked in Safeway's Plimstock in the flower market. But when Morrison's took over Safeway, they took away the flowers, so Lisa set up her business, which was 20 years ago, and she's never looked back. A lovely demonstration leading us into our summer break, said Karen Jenks of Newton Abbott Flower Club.